From NPR News, it's Day to Day. In Utah today, a sixth and final hole is being drilled in the mine that collapsed 2 weeks ago. And if that does not reach the six miners trapped inside, the owners say the mine will be sealed and the rescue efforts will end. It's all a reminder of how dangerous mining can be. And tomorrow, the Interior Department plans to propose a regulation to encourage another controversial type of coal mining. It's called mountaintop or strip mining. Some say it's safer and more efficient than underground mining, but environmentalists say it is catastrophic. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, what are these new regulations going to be?
Well, these will be a clarification of 25-year-old rules for the disposal of waste from surface mining. To get at the coal from above the ground, mountains have to be blasted away, creating a lot of rubble and rock to be dumped into valleys nearby. And that means streams and forests get covered up. There's a lot of acidic runoff polluting the water. These rules, once they go through a 60-day comment period and are issued finally, are going to set when and where mining companies can get rid of that waste.
Okay, so how about the environmental concerns?
Well, they know that there's a lot of pressure on the government to allow more surface mining. For one thing, coal is more critical now that oil is so high. The industry points out that mountaintop mining is safer for miners. But Joe Lovett with the Appalachian Center for the Economy and the Environment in West Virginia says the Bush administration is ignoring the true costs of encouraging surface mining.
Namely, the destruction of our forests, our streams, impact to global warming, mercury pollution, and all the associated pollution problems with coal. Coal is the dirtiest energy source that we use.
Still, John, what about the argument that surface mining is safer for miners than underground mining?
Yeah, well, Lovett argues that if companies followed the safety rules, underground mining wouldn't be as dangerous. But still, Robert Lee, a coal industry consultant with CRA International, says if there are more limits placed on surface mining, companies will just move out of areas like Appalachia and go west to Illinois and Montana, where waste disposal is a lot easier.
When you shift to coal from more distant locations, you're adding tremendous transportation needs to the system, which adds costs and also has environmental consequences on its own.
John, it doesn't sound as though this proposed regulation is going to resolve any of these issues.
You're right. There's a lot of spin going on both sides. But, you know, weighing the costs and benefits of having more coal versus the environmental impact on valleys and streams, it's tough to put that in writing. It's a judgment call that weighs jobs and clean water and air. These issues have been fought case by case in the courts for decades, and that's going to continue.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.